This message was recorded at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Salvation Center, where we're maximizing potential and fulfilling destiny. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to the following message.
Our God is faithful. He's the only true God, the only living God, the one who was, the one who is, the one that will be forevermore. If that is your God, I want you to shout hallelujah. Let's bow our hearts for a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is alive. Your word is sharp, able to cut through the marrow, dividing the good and from the bad. Lord, as your word goes forth this morning, speak to us. Touch our hearts in the name of Jesus. We surrender ourselves, our intellect, our all. We surrender unto you. That, Lord, you may speak to us and speak through us. In Jesus' name, amen. So the theme the Lord has given us for the year is for us to draw close to him. And I said to us, we really don't have a theme, but that's just the central thing God wants us to focus on this year. Seeking to know him more. Seeking to spend more time in his presence. Seeking to know who he is. And as we do that, we will begin to enjoy the benefits of the knowledge of God. Today, I just want to touch on two attributes of our sovereign God. If you have our church app, the sermon note is already on the app, so you can follow along. It is a fact of scripture that our God is sovereign. Our scripture of the month tells us exactly that. Psalm 115 and verse 3. Psalm 115 and verse 3. It says, our God is in the heavens and he does as he wishes. It means regardless of what you think or what I think, God does what pleases him. He doesn't ask my opinion. He doesn't ask your opinion. He does what is pleasing to him. Our God is a sovereign God. You jump to Psalm 135 and the sixth verse, 135 and verse 6, the Bible says the Lord does whatsoever pleases him throughout all heaven and earth and on the seas and in the depths, in their depths. It means in every situation, in every scenario, God does what is pleasing to him. And no man can question him. No man can query him. No man can say, what are you doing? What is the meaning of this? And that is what Daniel tells us. If you read Daniel chapter 4, Daniel 4 and verse 35, Daniel 4 and 35, the Bible says all the people of the earth are nothing compared to him. He does as he pleases. Among the angels of heaven and among the people of the earth, no one can stop him or say to him, what do you mean by doing these things? So I want us to begin to understand that God is the all-powerful, the all-knowing, the omnipresent, is everywhere at the same time. Right here as we're gathered here today, God is here with us. Anybody in doubt? God is here with us. The Bible says where two or more are gathered in his name, there he is in their midst. Across the Atlantic, in Africa, he's there with them right now. Amen? Across the Pacific, in Asia, he's with them right now. God is everywhere at all times, and the scripture is letting you and I know that he does as he pleases. I think it will help us a great deal when we begin to understand this nature of God, that God is sovereign. And what he does is what is pleasing to him. So if I like, let me pray and knock my head and say, I will not eat until this happens. If it is not what pleases him, it will not happen. Amen? So very important that we begin to get this understanding and know that our God sits in heaven and he does what pleases him. So it's important for you and I to begin to understand what is pleasing to God. When I know what is pleasing to him, I can plug myself in those things, and then I begin to see great results in my life. The Bible tells us that God created the universe and everything that's in it. The Bible tells us that in Genesis chapter 1. He decided what would be land. He decided what would be water. He decided which animals would walk on land. He decided which one would be in the sea. He decided which one would be in the air. He is sovereign. He's sovereign. He does as he pleases. He does as he pleases. And when he was going to create man, he said, let us create man in our image. The us there is not asking some other person's opinion. He's talking within himself. He's addressing the Trinity. The Bible says, behold, O Israel, our God is what? One God. Amen? But it's God that exists in three forms. Amen? It's the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So when he was saying, let us create man in our own image and in our own likeness, what was he doing? He was addressing himself. He was speaking to himself. He was not asking anybody's opinion that, should we create man in our image? No. He was speaking to himself. In Job chapter 9, from verse 6 through 10. Job 9, 6 through 10. The Bible says, he shakes the earth from its place, and its foundation tremble. If he commands it, the sun won't rise and the stars won't shine. We see the example of this in Joshua. Joshua chapter 10. When the children of Israel were in battle. And Joshua needed some more time to win. He was winning the battle. If the night came and they had to regroup the next day, he would lose the battle. So he prayed and he commanded the sun to stand in place. Guess what? It pleased God. And God allowed it. So you and I can go out there now and say, son, I command you to stop. Nighttime will come, you will go to sleep. Praise the Lord. Amen. Unless it is pleasing to the Lord in the moment, if that is what God wants to do, then that will happen. I think I said this on Friday. How do you think David, the little boy, killed Goliath? It was what pleased God. That was what was pleasing to God, that Goliath should meet his end. You know why? Because Goliath defiled God. And because Goliath defiled God, if God just came from heaven and just slapped Goliath and killed him, it would be unfair. But one boy, one little boy, he said, use me, Lord. He said, use me, Lord. He got to the place and he said to the king, he said, oh, king, don't let anybody fear. I will take care of this guy. How dare he defile the Most High God? When you know what is pleasing to God and you plug yourself into it, that is how to get answers to prayer. I say to you this morning, many prayers are prayed amiss because many are praying to consume upon their own lust. Many are praying what is not the will of God. Many are praying what is not the desire or the delight of God. And they get frustrated in the place of prayer, saying, God did not answer my prayer. If you ask me to give you something to do what I have not sent you to do, it is my prerogative to give it. But if I sent you on an errand and you need certain things to accomplish that task that I sent you to go do, guess what? I am obligated to provide those things to you. Praise the Lord. This is one of the reasons why many prayers are not answered. Let's continue reading. It says, let me read verse 7 again. If he commands it, the sun won't rise and the stars won't shine. He alone has spread out the heavens and marches on the waves of the seas. He made all the stars, the Bear and Orion, the Pleiades, and the constellations of the southern sky. He does great things too marvelous to understand. He performs countless miracles. I believe the old King James says it does wonders without number. This is who the sovereign God is. It means the miracles that God can do in your life, you begin to number them, you can't number them all. So it is important that we understand that the limitation is not with God. Look at your neighbor, say the limitation is not with God. Oh no, the Bible says he does miracles without number. He does wonders without number. He does wonders without number. I need to move very quickly now. Anyone or any God that can put the universe together, that's the real deal right there. That's the real deal. And that is who our God is. Sovereignty connotes supremacy. Amen? We had a Bible study in my house, and I said, so what's supreme? What does sovereign mean? So we opened the dictionary, and we read that sovereignty is the one that has the supreme power and supreme authority. Amen? Over your life, over my life, God has the supreme power and authority. So there is nothing the devil can do in your life, man, when you are in Christ Jesus. He can threaten, he can do whatsoever he wants to do. Remember the story of Job. When it came time to attack Job, the devil went to take permission from God. And he said to God, he said, the only reason I can't touch him is because you have built a hedge around him. Our God is supreme in power. Our God is supreme in authority. He's the sovereign God. He's the sovereign God. He's the sovereign God. Brethren, the Bible tells us in Exodus chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. We talked about this crossover night as well. It says, I have revealed myself to your grandfathers and great-grandfathers. I have revealed myself to them as El Shaddai. He said, but never before have I revealed myself as Yahweh. Yahweh means the self-existing one. The one that is self-governed. My government. The Bible says the government shall be upon his shoulder. The one that does not depend on anyone is self-sustaining and self-existing. Amen? The constitution of his government is his word. That is why I beseech you by the mercies of God. Seek to know God. The church is weak and powerless. Christians are weak and powerless and doing whatever is happening to the rest of the world is happening to us believers. You know why? We don't even know the scriptures. We don't know what God has said to us. We don't know what his promises to us are. We don't know exactly what God has said to us. Listen to this. The constitution of this self-governing government of God is the words of God. Is the words that he has spoken. Amen. The Bible tells us in Psalm 138 and verse 2. Psalm 138 verse 2. It says that, let's read it. I bow before your holy temples as I worship. I praise your name for your unfailing love and faithfulness. Listen to this now. It says, for your promises are backed by all the honor of your name. The old King James says he has magnified his word above his name. Amen. He has exalted his word. You see that? He said, for thou hast magnified thy word above thy name. So if you know him as Yahweh, his word is greater than that name. If you know him as Jehovah Jireh, his word is higher than that name. Amen. Whatever name you know God by, his word is above. He said, by himself, he has magnified his word above his name. So it means every promise that God has made to you, he has backed those promises up with the honor that is in his name. Amen? The problem with us is we serve a God that we do not know. It's just that we're a little smarter than than those people that had an altar to an unknown God. We don't say unknown God. We have a defined God. We just don't know him. That's the challenge of the church. And this year, I want to challenge you. The year 2020, Seek to spend time in the Word. Seek to know God for yourself. For yourself. Whatever is taught in church, go back home and reread it. Read it in context, because it is possible to just grab one scripture and then you travel with it and it sounds good. Go and read the whole thing in context. For yourself. For your personal understanding and knowledge. And you can come back and challenge me that, oh, Pastor, by the way, that thing you said, you picked the scripture from the middle. This is what the rest of it says. Then we can have a dialogue. We can have a conversation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ask your neighbor, are you getting the picture? Are you seeing what it's describing? Listen to this. I'm going to jump very quickly. I want to talk about two attributes very quickly. Two attributes of this great God. Number one, he's reachable. This sovereign God we're talking about is reachable, is available, is within reach. The Bible tells, not the Bible, we know this from experience, the sovereigns of this world are unreachable. Try go say hello to the Queen of England. Amen? Or the monarch of Spain. Or let's bring it closer home. Go to the city of Ile-Ife and say, I want to see the Oni and see what reception you get. Hallelujah. The sovereigns of this world are unreachable, but our sovereign God, James chapter 4 verse 8, James chapter 4 verse 8, the sovereign Lord, this is what the sovereign Lord says. He said, come close to God. Look at your neighbor, say, come close to God. Say it like you mean it. Say, come close to God. I think that neighbor is not serious. Look at the other neighbor. Say, come close to God. Come close to God. He said, come close to God. And God will come close to you. This is the sovereign God. He's saying, if you gravitate towards me, I'm going to gravitate towards you. If you come close to me, I'm going to come close to you. That's what, and he's the creator of the heavens and the earth, the creator of the universe, the one who was, the one who is, the one that is, will be forevermore. He's saying, my arms are open. Come close. Come close. Too many of us are far from God. What we like to hear is how to prosper, prosperity, deliverance. Let's kill the devil, finish now. Amen? That's what we want. If I was saying how you will prosper now, everybody, amen, preach it, pastor. No, no God. No God. The cattle upon a thousand hills, they belong to him. The silver is his. The gold is his. Whatever he has, when you are intimate with him, you have access to it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's a reachable God. He's a reachable. Jeremiah 29, 13 and 14. Jeremiah 39, 13 and 14. He said, if you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. What is he saying? He said, you have not found God because you have been seeking half-heartedly. Your mind is over there. You are thinking of that one. You are thinking of the other one. He said, come wholeheartedly. You will find me. I will be found by you. He said, I'm not like earthly sovereigns. I'm not trying to hide from you. As a matter of fact, I want you to know me. I want you close to me. He saw that he was unreachable to them in the Old Testament. What did he do? He himself left heaven and came to earth. You see that? That's a great sacrifice. He said, I want you to know me. I'm not like earthly monarchs that you know. I'm not like the earthly sovereigns that you know. I want you to know me. I want to be real with you. And I want you to be real with me. Number two, very quickly, he loves you. He loves you. John 3:16, you know it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. This is the sovereign God. He gave the best that he had for you and for me. Jeremiah 31:3. Jeremiah 31:3. He said, long ago, the Lord said to Israel, I have loved you, my people. And with what? Let's say it together. With what? An everlasting love. He said, my love for you is an undying love. My love for you is what? Undying. He said, with unfailing love, I have drawn you to myself. So So why are we far from him? Why don't we know God? Very simple. Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. He said, listen, the Lord's arm is not too short to save you, nor is his ear too deaf to hear your call. So it's not because you have not shouted enough. Some people think, oh, the reason, how I wish I can pray. Let me pick on my good brother. Where is he? Okay. The reason God is not answering my prayer is because I cannot pray like AK. Have you seen AK pray? When AK is praying, I am happy. I say, at least I know somebody is fighting this battle for all of us. Hallelujah. My brother is fierce in the place of prayer. But it is not because you are not fierce. That is not why your prayers are not being answered. Amen. He said, listen, the Lord's arm is not too weak to save you, nor is his ear too deaf to hear you call. It's not because you are not shouting loud enough. That's not why he's not hearing you. Verse 2, very quickly, please. It's your sins that has cut you off from God. Hallelujah. Because of your sins, he has turned away and will not listen anymore. Brethren, please rise to your feet. Hosea 6, 1 and 2 says, return unto the Lord. Return unto the Lord. I want you to lift up your right hand to heaven this morning. This is the first Sunday of the year. Lift up your right hand and make a commitment to God. Say, Lord, I'm returning. Say it and mean it. Say, Lord, I am returning to you. I return unto you. I return unto you. Yes, I have strayed. I have made it about me when it is all about you. It's all about him. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It's not about me. It's not about my comfort. It is all about Jesus. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I made it about myself. When you listen to us in church today, you will think God exists for us. No, we exist because of him. It's the other way around. Say, Lord, I am sorry. I'm sorry, Lord. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you. Daddy, we surrender all unto you. We surrender all unto you. We rejoice in your great love for us. We rejoice in your love for us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for loving us so much. We return all praise and all glory unto you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. We encourage you to fellowship with us here at Salvation Center if you are in the San Antonio area. For more information, visit our website at www.rccgsanantonio.org.